It is the good stuff. And I got to tell you, the couple of the pieces I'm doing today, I think are kind of funny, and it's coincidental that I ended up with them together. One of them's called On the Day I Die.
Okay.
Okay. And the other one is called Legendary Comebacks.
Oh, well, that's kind of an interesting combo.
That's what I thought. Anyway, welcome to the good stuff. I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, let's be honest, they're unlike any other publication. They provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, so you need to be checking them out. Go to Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. You can subscribe there. They have a lot of other information there. Start getting your weekly edition soon.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us this winter time. Yep, there's things to do here. Maybe you want to check out the local coffee shop, the downtown shops, meet some new friends at the local brewery, maybe stop at the winery for a tasting of some award-winning wines. You can enjoy a first-class meal at any one of our local dining establishments. And don't forget the Bull Bash and Valentine's Day celebrations in February. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
You know, there's nothing quite like taking your sweetheart to the Bull Bash.
That's right. And a nice steak dinner afterwards.
Absolutely. First piece I want to do is by John Pavlovitz, On the Day I Die. On the day I die, a lot will happen. A lot will change. The world will be busy. On the day I die, all the important appointments I made will be left unattended. The many plans I had yet to complete will remain forever undone. The calendar that ruled so many of my days will now be irrelevant to me. All the material things I so chased and guarded and treasured will be left in the hands of others to care for or to discard. The words of my critics, which so burden me, will cease to sting or capture anymore. They will be unable to touch me. The arguments I believed I'd won here will not serve me or bring me any satisfaction or solace. All my noisy incoming notifications and texts and calls will go unanswered. Their great urgency will be quieted. My many nagging regrets will all be resigned to the past, where they should have always been anyway. Every superficial worry about my body that I ever labored over, about my waistline or hairline or frown lines, will fade away. My carefully crafted image, the one I worked so hard to shape for others here, will be left to them to complete anyway. The sterling reputation I once struggled so greatly to maintain will be of little concern for me anymore. All the small and large anxieties that stole sleep from me each night will be rendered powerless. The deep and towering mysteries about life and death that so consume my mind will finally be clarified in a way that they could never have been before when I lived. So, a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of things to check off your list. And as promised, here are some legendary comebacks. Now, they're not connected with the earlier piece, but I got your attention, didn't I? When Yankees baseball great Babe Ruth signed a contract in 1930 for $80,000, he was asked whether he thought he deserved to be making more money than President Herbert Hoover. Why not? He replied, I had a better year than he did.
True.
Abraham Lincoln. After being called two-faced about slavery by debate opponent Stephen Douglas. If I had another face, do you think I would wear this one? Oh. Reporter, how many people work at the Vatican? Pope John the 23rd said, about half.
About half, about like with any workplace.
Yes, indeed. Writer Lewis Morris complaining that his new book of poems hadn't been reviewed by the press. There's a conspiracy of silence, Oscar Wilde said. My dear Morris, join it yourself.
There you go. Yeah. Keep getting, quiet.
Yeah, getting put in your place, I guess. In 1954, poet Edith Sitwell was given the title Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire. On a visit to the United States, an American asked, why do you call yourself Dame? I don't, Sitwell responded. The Queen does.
Oh, the queen. Well, if the queen does, then I guess that's the way yeah, you should go with it.
We're not going to argue. After a bout of drinking, humorist Robert Benchley found himself face to face with a uniformed man. Benchley asked the man to call him a cab. The man informed Benchley he was an admiral in the United States Navy. Give me a battleship then, Benchley replied. Quick comeback.
That's a good one. And we'll have more of those maybe on another edition of The Good Stuff.